Since in-person schools started back again this fall, tens of thousands of students have been sent home to quarantine because of COVID exposure. This leaves some students at risk of falling behind. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports that more rapid testing could help keep kids in classrooms safe.
10-year-old Brian was recently sent home from school to quarantine for the fifth time this year.
Yesterday he was crying. He said he wanna go to school. He wanna be smart. He wanna, you know, learn, but he can't. I mean,
we're not using his last name to protect Brian's privacy. His father, Jose, says his son has never tested positive for COVID, but keeps getting exposed at school from classmates at his work table or at recess. The family lives in Nashville and runs a Mexican restaurant. Jose says that Brian is falling way behind. When he's out in quarantine, he gets homework on the computer, he says, but no live teaching.
They're sending him homework over computer, but nobody's playing him how he needs to do or what he needs to do with that.
Brian's school tells them he's in danger of failing two courses. When a student tests positive for COVID-19, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend sending that student and all close contacts who are unvaccinated home from school for 14 days. Not every district is following these rules, but in communities with lots of cases, even shorter quarantines can quickly add up.
A student gets exposed more than once, these things start to stack up and can actually lead to pretty significant absenteeism.
Bree Dassault has been tracking school reopening plans for the Center on Reinventing Public Education.
One or two quarantines, for example, that suddenly puts students into what used to be considered a crisis.
She says chronic absenteeism is defined as missing 18 to 20 days in an entire school year. It was a big risk factor before the pandemic for failing classes and even dropping out. And now, after 18 months of disrupted learning, unexpected absences could be even worse.
It makes it really, really hard for teachers and staff to do the learning, apply the learning strategies that we know are necessary to help catch kids up from the last two school years of losses.
But there is an alternative to all these disruptions that could reduce quarantines without necessarily increasing COVID spread. The state of Massachusetts has a program called Test and Stay. Students identified as close contacts come to school and take a rapid test every day for 5 school days. They can stay at school as long as they remain negative. There's research to back this approach up. A UK study conducted this past spring found that daily testing for 7 days was just as effective as a 10-day quarantine in preventing COVID-19 spread in high schools. Access to rapid tests, and in particular the staff to administer them, is not equal everywhere in the country.
It's an incredibly difficult lift because you're testing, you know, a large number of students and you're having to coordinate daily testing.
Maggie Grawl oversees K-12 COVID-19 testing for the Utah Department of Health.
It's hard to get these screening programs in place. It's hard to, you know, get the personnel to support it, to get the testing supplies to support it.
But if adopted widely, Test and Stay could prevent millions of cumulative missed school days by the end of the year. As for Brian, his father Jose is looking for a tutor.
I'll be honest with you, I can't help him.
He says he wishes he could help his son catch up, but he only had 6 years of schooling himself in Mexico. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.